Hi, my name is Spencer Grant, and welcome to a special episode of Four Trees. If you caught the last special episode, then you know what's going on. And if not, surprise! Some friends and I decided to try out the Warrior Cats Adventure Game, an officially licensed tabletop RPG based on the Warrior Cats universe, and have a little fun with a one-shot. If you haven't heard the last episode, I suggest doing so now so you can jump into this one without much issue. If you have heard the last episode but you've just forgotten about it, allow me a synopsis. Last week, Skunk Pelt, Mild Gust, Dream Belly, Pushing Things Off the Edge's Piss Whisker, and Bud Light set across the River Clan border towards the Crying Hill in search of Feverfew. Along the way, we learned all sorts of interesting and terrible details about our protagonists and eventually made it to the Crying Hill after learning of worsening conditions in the forest. While investigating some odd two-leg behavior, Dreambelly was accosted by a group of two legs. How will it go? Find out imminently. Also, a few technical notes to keep in mind. Since this was a spur-of-the-moment recording session, it means that I didn't have any time to get them to record their own audio or do a better job setting up my own. You may hear Discord notifications, ringtones, other commotion going on in the background, and low-quality audio from most of the participants. That's more or less unavoidable, but it's been mitigated as much as possible by Alex, who offered to do post sound. As for the game, the module we were playing is loosely based off the Fever Dream scenario, and we decided that the game would be more enjoyable for us if we added in probability, such as dice rolls. I didn't really have much more than the CliffsNotes version of the scenario, so I went fairly off script depending on what we thought was fun. And one more thing, if you have a hard time telling voices apart in a group of people, I invite you to watch this episode on YouTube, where I have set up an audio visualizer so as to help you tell each person apart. The link will be in this episode's description. With that in mind, I invite you to join my four friends on their Warrior Cat journey in this bonus episode of Four Trees. Some of the two legs are on foot. Some of them are in the monsters, and they're going around in these strange formations. It almost looks like they're trying to drive them into
So I
each
say,
other.
guys, I've got this. I'm gonna go ask them some questions.
Go ahead.
So I walk.
Be
I walk.
careful, Dreambelly. Be careful.
I'm always careful. They love me. The people love me. So I go up to the ones that are not on machines, and I say in the best. I can. Excuse me, humans. Oh, no, I don't know they're called that. Excuse me, two legs. So we're looking for some kind of solution because we have a problem, and that problem is that all our people are getting ill. Do you have anything? We're told to come
Roll
here.
to dodge.
Huh?
Roll to dodge.
Oh,
that would probably be jump.
By the way, this is all coming out as.
Yes.
I got 19.
All right, you successfully jump out of the way as one of the two legs aims a kick at you, and the other one throws a glass missile at you.
So I continue. I say, that wasn't very polite, but I...
Shatters into a million...
I don't think you're quite getting me. And I turn around and say to the guys, I swear, usually I'm good with this kind of thing.
All right.
Dreamboy, I think we should leave them alone.
Roll to dodge again.
Two.
All right, you
oh,
miss
no.
as the two leg aims a soft kick at you and frightens you off away from him a little bit. One of the other two legs yowls at the other two, and the other two head towards the first one, and they continue yowling at the cars that are, sorry, monsters that are
oh,
driving
this is
around
a race. Okay. Took me a second to translate that. So we're looking for an herb, right? What's the herb called again?
It's called
Feverfew.
Also known. It's lasagna.
It's not known as lasagna.
Nobody's calling it lasagna.
All right, so we're at this racetrack.
Well, it's a meadow. It's kind of
oh,
like
it's a meadow.
Yeah, it's like it's off road. Like there's kind of a marshy feel about it. It's like covered in mud and dirt, and it seems like there isn't much of a way around it. The thunder path stretches on for a very long way in either side, and. You might be able to find another way around, actually, because you could continue. You can, if you want to go back to the hill, you can continue carrying, following the stream, or you might find some other path.
Can I look into the center of this circular area that the cars are going around off-road?
Yes.
I want to see if there's any evidence of flowers or the fever few in the middle of this closed loop.
Unfortunately, there is not.
Okay. Well, I don't see any fever few here, so I think this might have not been the correct direction to go in.
Shame.
Well, we're at the Crying Hill, aren't we?
Yeah, if we want to go back.
Is there anywhere else to go from,
yes, there,
from that?
Yes, you could follow the stream, or you can try to find another area to go through.
Or go across the Thunderpath?
Yes.
Well, the stream sounds pretty cryy to me.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Do you guys want to head back?
I'm going to ask Bud Light for her input. Bud Light, what do you think?
Bud Light kind of sneers at what the two legs are trying to do, and she's like, I never know what these guys are, like, up to, you know? What is the deal with the with two legs? Am I right?
What's the deal with two legs?
Actually, you know, I think I do know what the deal is with two legs.
Mm. Would you care to enlighten us, then?
It's Bud Light. So, basically, what they're doing right now, so you see the ones there that are standing by, they're actually currently looking for a mate, and basically they're watching those two, and the one who can kill the other one fastest is the winner. But the thing is, like, they're going in circles, they're trying to catch each other, you know, like the big four legs do, like the big ones, the dumb ones. That's kind of what's going on there, and that's just my professional opinion.
One of the monsters crashes into the other one.
That's supposed to happen, and the other one, that's the one who's going to get both the mates.
Bud Light kind of raises her brows again and says in a quiet voice, fascinating, almost as if she's wondering to herself how she could use that information for Shadow Clan's gain.
I am full of this stuff. You just ask me anything.
That's not the only thing you're full of.
I'm also full of love.
She chortles a little bit at this witty banter. And then turns back to Mild Gust to say, look, the prophecy told us to go to the Crying Hill. I have no idea where we're supposed to go from there. But the fact that we noticed the Thunderpath has to mean something, right? Like, these two legs wouldn't be doing this kind of thing unless, you know, there was a reason for it. Maybe they are trying to guard some kind of mystical two-leg treasure or something like that. I can't find a way across this meadow without going through that thing, but also, it might not be in the meadow, because, like, I honestly have just about as much idea as you do. Just because I'm a DMPC doesn't mean I know everything.
I think we should try and search the meadow, then. And we have to cross the Thunderpath to do this, right? Mm-hmm. Alright, I think we should try and cross the Thunderpath.
No, Thunderpaths are generally known to be extremely dangerous, and you should not cross them, right?
I mean, if you know what you're doing, which one of you claims to do, then you should be okay.
That's me.
But
just
want to
make sure everyone knows that is me.
Highly
the guy who
dangerous.
Knows.
All right. So, in order to cross, who wants to go first?
I'm not
me.
Oh wait, no. Let's just push Piss Whisker. Actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Piss Whisker, make a focus check.
Do I have focus?
Wait. You have. I think you have.
No.
You have plus one to focus.
I do not.
No, you do, because it's spirit.
Yeah. So
I see.
Make a focus check.
Oh, I get 18.
All right, 18. Now I want you to either make a listen or a see check.
Okay, I get one on see.
All right. Then make a pounce.
A pounce?
Mm-hmm.
What's intelligence? Okay, I got a 3.
Okay. Piss Whisker attempts to cross through.
Oh, no, does he just
but,
die?
You know, they say that you should be looking both ways before you cross. Piss Whisker, however, does not bother to look either. But has already made the decision to cross because of the focus check, and basically goes across and is immediately hit by a small monster.
Oh no!
And thrown a small distance. However, due to Piss Whisker's abnormal strength, he manages to scramble to the other side without much difficulty and collapses into the grass. All of the monsters have slowed down considerably, and some of the two legs are starting to get out and head towards where Piss Whisker was.
Is that a Zanya?
Alright, this is...
we'll see.
Oh, there might be some in the clouds.
Yeah.
Roll a C-check, please, for Lasagna.
Okay. I got 17 plus. What do I got? I got 18.
There is still no lasagna.
What do I have to get?
Just because you roll high doesn't mean there's lasagna there.
You're just incredibly sure that there's no lasagna here.
If we're playing in Traveler, and I was like, all right, I roll to find something that ends the game instantly, and I get a 20, it doesn't mean that we end the game instantly.
Why would lasagna instantly end the game?
The point. The point is there's no lasagna anywhere nearby. Just because you roll high does not mean that you are entitled to lasagna.
Hey John, yeah. Is there a barrel with all of the ancient alien artifacts that we need over to the right of me?
No, there's. You have a guide to it. So, I think back to this lovely game that we're playing, not Traveler. I'm going to say, I think this is our chance. The monsters have slowed and they're distracted by.
Go.
We should go. I think we should.
We all go.
Yeah, we all go.
There was like a system we could have followed. I had a thing I was gonna do. All right.
I want all of you guys to roll focus, listen, or see. And then pounce with advantage.
Okay.
All of them with advantage?
Yeah, all of them with advantage. Because now the monsters have slowed down, the two legs are starting to get out.
So focus first. Mm-hmm. Should you do it all one at a time?
Ooh, I almost got a natural one.
Alright, so focus or listen was okay, right?
It was or see or listen.
Alright, so listen, I got, let's see. I got 13 on my C check. Mm-hmm. Pounce is the other one, right?
Pounce is the last one, yeah.
Alright, so I got...
If you roll low on your focus, you decide not to cross, and we wait a little while longer for you. If you roll
We roll focus first. Yeah,
focus
is
first to decide whether or not you do cross. If you fail that check, we just wait a little while longer or decide something else.
I got a 12.
The 22 on my focus roll.
All right, so you are so focused. Well. You guys are...
Do we want to go one at a time? Or like
yeah, let's go one
in
at
our
time
rolling.
To make it easier.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so... John is insanely focused.
And now I roll C?
Yeah, C or hear.
Listen.
Or, yeah, sorry.
I rolled a 19 on my listen. These are all with advantage, right?
Yes. With advantage, you rolled a...
Yeah. Yeah, I got a 19 there.
Okay. And then pounce.
Pounce. All right, this might be where I fail. Let's see. Oh! Okay. I rolled a 21.
All right. You have successfully made it over to where Piss Whisker is. You have bounded across the Thunderpath and the Weird Meadow. And made it over to Piss Whisker to check in on your clanmate.
I do that. Is Piss Whisker in a stable condition with my knowledge of medicine?
Piss Whisker is fine. He's just a little bit stupid.
Okay.
He might have received a concussion, but that would probably make him smarter.
So. Yeah, jumpstart the two brain cells. They finally, have a connection.
Can I increase my intelligence?
Yes, increase your intelligence by one.
By what?
By one.
You got hit by a car.
By one. I have one intelligence.
You have one intelligence now. Congratulations. All right, Otto, you want
to
go next?
You learned something.
I rolled an actual 20 for the focus, so I'm ready to go.
Listen or see?
I did see, and I got 14.
Okay. And then pounce?
And then pounce, I got 6.
Okay. Let's see, 14. Honestly, yeah, that averages out. You make it by the scruff of your neck. You managed to pass
man.
Before a monster rattles on by and a two-leg calls after you. But you don't listen because, well, do you listen?
Of course I listen. What do they say?
You can't really understand them too well. It's just kind
of
hard.
Can you, make some kind of simulacrum of what that would sound like to me? Okay, cool. I got it.
All right.
It's a two-leg or a cow?
You're a cat, so everything that they say is going to be, really low-pitched, right? Because you're small.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
But, yeah, that just leaves you, Noah.
So, focus, I got a 12. Mm-hmm. Listen is 15.
Okay.
And pounce... Is strength, right?
I think it's intelligence.
Ooh, okay, 12.
Okay, you manage to make it across easily as well, and none of the two legs notice you. Shortly after, you are joined by Bud Light, who rushes over to Piss Whisker to check in on him and ascertains that Piss Whisker is doing fine after taking out a small flashlight and shining it in both of his eyes.
I think I've recovered. Yeah, I think I'm better than I was.
You are better, yeah.
Just invincible.
This game doesn't have hit points, which is both a blessing and a curse, probably. It's good that we don't have any, fight in this campaign. Or do we? On y va, mes amis, on y va.
I mean, we know we don't now.
Or do you?
All right.
So now that you've all recovered, night's falling, so... courage, if you want. Do you want to keep looking, or do you want to Go hunting for prey, have yourself a wee bit of a nap, recover from the day's events.
Ooh, snack.
If you do so...
How hungry are we?
Well, you're pretty hungry because you decided not to stop earlier. And also, if you fall asleep, you may be able to receive a dream from Star Clan.
Oh, that's a good point. Let's do that.
Cats can see in the dark, right?
Cats can see in the dark, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exceptional.
We don't have to do the same thing there,
let's
right?
Let's do some hunting,
then. Let's do some hunting. All I'm right. Very bad at it. But.
Why don't you guys, each of you, make a... Who's going hunting, for starters? Is it all of us?
I'm definitely going.
There's no reason for any of us not to, right?
That's fair.
Yeah.
In that case, I want all of you guys to do a smell check.
Okay, I'm smelling for lasagna.
All right.
Oh my god.
Alex, what do you
roll? I got 9.
You got a... Okay, Otto got
15.
A
15.
22.
Okay.
Oh, no, 16. Sorry.
All right.
I forgot about modifier.
Alex,
do I go with disadvantage?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I got a 16 and a 3, so that's a 4.
What?
All right, that's fair. Okay, well, Alex does not manage to scent any lasagna, but he does manage to scent a hare. And who else got a high roll? John.
Yeah.
Okay. John, you managed to sense a large bird nearby as well. Some kind of crow or raven or something like that. Why don't you guys do a sneak check?
I can do that.
All of us.
No,
just
the
two of you who
managed
something. Alex, do you want to hunt this rabbit?
I got 20 with my...
Okay.
Oh, 21.
Okay. And John?
I just got a 25.
Nice.
Oh no, 24.
All right.
I'm just rolling really well today.
Now, both of you do a pounce.
Yeah, I've got very lucky.
Do what?
Pounce.
Pounce?
Yeah.
Wait, I said I got very lucky, but that's not true.
I did so well on the other two, and then I got a 4 for pounce.
I got a 12.
I will say that the fact that you did well enough on the other ones is good enough, because... Even if you whiffed the pounce, you did fine on the other two, and it wouldn't have been able to see you coming until it was too late. So
this game's so nice.
It's just because I'm nice. What can I say?
Yeah,
you guys managed
so
to catch both of the bits of prey. Bud Light also comes back with a couple of voles and stuff. Do you guys want to keep hunting, or do you think that'll be enough to satisfy you? It's a crow. A
one
rabbit,
good try again.
And 2 voles. Okay, so Dreambelly, I want you to. Roll a smell.
I got a natural 1.
Alright. It appears that from hanging around skunk pelt for so long, you have lost your sense of smell, or maybe it's something else. Maybe.
Are you sure it's because of skunk pelt?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We'll see.
All right.
Dreambelly didn't tell anyone.
So I said, I'm gonna say to the group, what did you say about Dreambelly?
He doesn't tell anyone that he can't smell anymore.
Okay. So I say, all right, this looks like plenty of food.
Okay.
Do cats say grace? Or some equivalent of grace to the
in the canon, apparently they give quiet thanks to Star Clan before they eat, but usually they don't like actually it's never mentioned.
Okay. So, in which case, let's dig in.
Alright.
How much is that for each of us?
Well, I mean it's a substantial enough meal. You're only 5 cats and there's a rabbit, which are generally pretty big. I imagine that Piss Whisker and Dreambelly need more food than everybody else.
Saying about Dreambelly needs food is a very bold claim.
I'm gonna take a vole and as custom for me is I'm gonna go like 5 feet away and eat there because
that's all you all should be doing.
You know what? Bud Light picks up the other vole and sits a little bit closer to Skunk Pelt than she does to the rest of the cats.
Well, that's a first.
She's been the only one that hasn't been complete garbage so far.
How much garbage?
Yeah, I think
that's fair.
Yeah,
mild
Gust
has been pulling his weight.
I sit 2 meters away because I'm telling everyone there's a plague about. You need to be careful.
Yeah.
Why is it a plague?
I can't tell you.
It's a plague.
It's a plague. I don't know what to tell you. All right. After you guys catch your fill, you all settle to sleep beneath the stars and drift away. And why don't you guys... Can you all roll Ponder?
We're all good at that.
What does it mean if we've got level 1 in it?
It means that
you get plus 1.
Yeah.
So you get plus 1 on top of
intelligence. Yes, on top of intelligence.
All right.
I got a 6.
Oh,
I got
a natural 20.
My bad. I got a 7.
Yeah, I got 24 in total. I got 18.
Okay, natural 20 for 22.
Well, in that case, you guys see... Okay, so John... Or, sorry. So Mild Gust has a very strange dream about a fat orange cat hanging around with a gray cat that's got a weird plastic apparatus in front of him. And the fat orange cat is saying something about Mondays or something like that, but it's very unclear. And the gray cat is putting his mouth to the plastic apparatus, or perhaps it's glass of some kind, and it's making a weird bubbling noise. Now, for the rest of you guys who rolled well for this, you see in a kind of shared dream, actually it's really weird, all three of you are in this dream together. And you can see each other and speak to each other if you wish, but...
Sorry, is Bud Light dreaming?
Bud Light... Yeah, sure, she's there as well. Bud Light is there.
Are you sure?
Besides all of you, and you can't smell skunk pelt for some reason. It's very strange. But you guys see this serene and beautiful pond underneath the leaf-dappled sunlight of an elm tree. And next to it, there appears to be some kind of earthy hole. And all around you is a forest with some colorful flowers, adding scenery or something like that. Hold on, let me refresh.
Vines of beautiful nightshades.
Yeah. All around the elm is this, something blossom brightly, otherwise homogenous landscape, etc.
Vocabulary, Spencer.
What can I say? I know a lot of words. I read a lot of books. Most of them are about cats. In this dream, you all see each other, and you can't smell skunk pelt for some reason.
Can you smell other things?
No.
Okay.
Does that mean skunk pelt's gonna die?
I'm going to walk over to the earthy hole and investigate.
You peer inside the earthy hole, and you see nothing but a black abyss, but you feel like there is something inside watching you.
I jump in.
You jump in the water?
Yeah, well, it's a dream. I'm fine.
That's cool. All right, you waddle into the water.
Waddle into the water, yeah. I guess this is more accurate.
Suddenly, out from the hole explodes a badger.
Is his name Midnight?
Just like that, the dream is over.
Badger foreshadowing. Do badgers, are they predators? I don't actually know.
Badger.
No, but in the books, for some reason, they are.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Well, they would be.
Not in real life.
Time for some research.
Yeah, look this up at your leisure. So,
we discussed it at length.
Now that
is there a correct interpretation of this dream?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a correct one. Okay, then my one's wrong then.
I believe at least one of the people who had that dream does have the interpret dreams map.
I don't.
It would be really useful if they did, huh?
Funnily enough, Piss Whisker's the only one with the interpret dreams knack.
he hasn't thought about it that hard.
I'm pretty sure it has something to do with lasagna.
No, that was mine.
I think they're telling us that the badger has lasagna.
It could be that the badger has lasagna, that's correct. Alright, so you guys wake up, the sun is bright, filtering through the leaves of the elm trees above you. As you all blink away and rise up in the sun, you feel very strange, almost feverish.
Oh.
You mean beige cough?
I'm gonna try and use my sense of smell.
You attempt to use your sense of smell, but for some
just
reason...
Just the smell of the world.
You can't. Oh my god.
This is it, guys. It's over for us.
What could be happening?
Let's go back to the Thunder Road.
Hello, compatriots.
Yo, Skunkfell is freaking the f*** out. It's like, what the f*** is going on?
I've noticed that.
Mildly disconcerted by the fact that she can't smell Skunkpelt anymore.
I'm just saying, we should have kept
What happened?
We didn't keep the correct...
I can't smell, guys. Guys, I can't smell anymore.
I'm afraid I can't either.
What?
You can't go home. You realize that, right?
No, we can't.
We're
it just means we have to eat for food.
What?
Huh?
What?
You said that.
Sorry, I'm...
Fiskel, what are you talking about?
Is Bud Light concerned as to what your thoughts are when it turns out that we all have the freaking plague? Don't
None of us had symptoms before, right?
I don't know. Was there anybody
We have two medicine cats.
We have one medicine cat.
Since it's obviously Bud Light's fault, let's just eat Bud Light first.
No.
I am, can I just say, against the idea of being cannibalized.
Well, that's one
I also prefer there be no... I would reject there being any cannibalism occurring.
I see your point.
I think we have even more of a reason to find the cure now.
There's certainly no way that we're turning back, right?
Can I touch my tail to... It wouldn't work on my own forehead, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
Alright, can I touch it to, like, Bud Light's forehead and take her temperature?
You touch your tail to Bud Light's forehead, and your suspicions are confirmed. It appears as though she is experiencing a fever.
Oh, good.
Can I go around to everybody?
Yeah.
And do that?
You and Bud Light go around to everybody and find that you are all in various stages of convalescence. Mild Gust appears to have it the least bad, but Dream Belly for sure has it the worst. It's probable that he was the one who brought it here.
Oh, come on!
You were the one who lost your sense of smell in the last... Piss Whisker appears to be doing okay, and Bud Light and Skunk Pelt have it at around the same level.
This is bad. We can't go back until we find it and use at least some of it on us, right?
I mean, I should hope so.
Hearing that he has it the worst, Dream Belly just kind of flops down, and you know the earth shakes a little when he does. And he goes, just leave me for dead. It's too late for me.
Okay, says Bud Light.
Okay with that.
No, not leaving a cap behind.
Not leaving
a
right
warrior
answer,
behind.
By the way, guys. I just want to let you know that was the right answer.
Yeah, Mild Gust. I want you to roll for speech for for what was it? I guess. What was the thing that we said? Ponder? Ponder or focus?
Focus.
Yeah.
I'm going to do focus because I have high spirit. Why do I roll so poorly?
You're rolling all 20s, aren't you?
I got a 6. No, I roll so poorly on the one thing I have knack for.
Let's say do that with advantage then, to make it fair. Because according to if we were to follow the actual rules of this game, you would get it every time.
Okay. In which case, I got
gotten
lasagna.
Well, first of all, because there's no lasagna here, Alex. And second of all, because we decided it would be a little bit boring if there wasn't any chance.
So I got a 13.
Okay. In that case, I would say you successfully managed to appease... to Bud Light's sense of self-preservation, and she does roll her eyes for probably the umpteenth time at this point and say, fine, I guess we should probably keep Dream Belly around for at least a little while. He does seem to know his stuff about two legs.
So Dream Belly gets up to her, I guess if you guys insist, I'll help you a bit more. But this
Dream
is just...
Dream Belly,
don't
push it.
Okay, I'll leave it.
So this is kind of weird, but... I had a dream where I couldn't smell, and you guys were there.
No, that's whack.
Oh, yeah.
I had the same dream.
I had that too.
It is a little whack.
Do you guys think it might be a message from Starclan?
I don't know. I don't know too much about Starclan.
Probably no more than this kitty pet.
Probably.
You didn't just insult me. That's not necessary. I'm dying.
Sorry, is your kitty pet skin too soft to take it?
Well, girls, back me up.
I don't think we should be slinging names around, but I can't say I had this dream. I didn't have this vision. I had a very confusing one instead.
Bud Light,
did you tell us about
Bud Light,
it?
Did you see a badger in your dream?
I saw a badger. It was kind of weird.
Uh-huh. You know,
came out of a hole.
American badger is a forestal carnivore. It preys predominantly on pocket gophers, ground squirrels, moles, marmots, prairie dogs, and kangaroo rats.
What is really fortunate, though, is that
this is actually a European badger. Bud Light interjects that this would be a European badger, so fortunately none of those things are true.
They run like a puppy.
Yeah, to the fact that they run like a puppy, just for the sake of painting a complete mental picture. But also, she wants to know more about Mild Gust's dream, if you could elaborate a little bit more on that.
I think it'd be rather disappointing to you.
Mm-hmm.
My vision was that of a very large orange cat, arguably larger than Dream Belly, yes, than Dream Belly. And there was another smaller gray cat there that was blowing into this strange piece of two-leg technology that shot bubbles out of the top of it.
She gasps. Smokeweed! Oh my god, if something happened to him, I don't know what I'd do. Guys, we have to push on.
I think we are in great
Is that cat smoking a bong?
What? No, it was a gray cat that was smoke weed. You can tell because he's gray.
Wait, but he had an implement of some kind?
Yeah. Probably just a weird one.
A clear, watery implement?
Yeah, made bubbly sounds.
And it's called smoke weed.
Got you.
What was he doing?
We don't know.
Yeah, why didn't you interpret that dream?
What do you think he was doing, Bob Gus?
Roll to interpret dream with advantage.
Alright.
That would be pondered.
Well, boy, do I have good news for you. I got a 21 on my interpret Garfield
dream. Oh, yeah?
What
did you interpret?
What did I interpret?
Through your perception of dreams and Star Clan's inner machinations, you perceive from this dream that, for starters, a hyperfixation on lasagna is not at all conducive to making this quest successful. And for second starters,
Crack me like that.
Both Garfield and Smokeweed are at the end of their tethers, and if you don't find Feverfew soon, you might not be able to save them.
That's much sadder than I was.
You're still not sure about what the implement was used for.
I'm not sure about that. Well, from my understanding, it means that both your elder, Smokeweed, and our elder, Garfield, are in danger. They're on the end of their tether, so to speak.
The cats know what a tether is.
Probably.
They're approaching their end.
The end of their tail? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys want
to
do?
We have to keep moving.
We got to
keep moving. If we don't, then we die.
Alright, do we push on?
Yep.
Sento is going to walk abnormally close to the group with a confident stride.
Aww, that's really nice.
Okay. So you guys head deeper and deeper into the forest past the meadow where the two monsters roamed. You find the forest is small and impenetrable and diverse. Its canopy is ruled by holly, birch, and linden, and ample openings let through dancing beams of light through for bright ferns to claim the crunchy layer of leaves below.
You just gave this bitch
as you continue traversing, you eventually stumble upon a small clearing, and in front of it is a waterfall that leads into a pond, and next to that pond is, well, it appears to be some kind of tree. An elm, if you had to guess. And next to that elm is an earthy hole.
Hey, what does earthy hole mean?
It's like a recently dug hole full of dirt. Or, like, there's a lot of dirt nearby.
Okay. Gotcha.
I saw this shit in my dream. There's a fucking badger in that shit.
Was I supposed to... Because you saw me jump in there. Was that what we were supposed to do? Or was that...
I don't know. We didn't dream long enough to see any consequences.
So should I just try that again?
Do you guys want to, like... check around for stuff, perform some checks to see if there's anything you can do.
Yeah, investigate.
I would love that.
So you're at this pool. No lasagna to be found.
Aww.
Each cat can do a smell check.
Okay.
Smell check.
Yes.
How do I know there's no lasagna to be found?
Because
we already went through that. We rolled for you. Yeah.
I got an 11.
Okay. I got a natural 20 again.
So yeah.
I got 9.
There's one heck of a badger there. I want you guys to do a ponder check.
Ponder.
Wait,
13.
Oh, 8.
17. Wait, no, 19.
5.
Okay, so you can ascertain through the ponder check that, yeah, there's a badger here, and yeah, it's probably going to attack you guys if you come any closer. But you are also able to detect that the Feverfew is nearby, so you must first defeat the Guardian and then claim your prize. Noble warriors.
You said there wasn't any combat.
That's all we have for today. Will our heroes succeed against the vile badger? Will they be able to recover the Feverfew before the beige cough destroys their bodies? Will Alex finally experience a consequence for once? Who knows? But anyways, I sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode of Four Trees and our bumbling attempts to play the adventure game. I recognize that this roleplay may not be serious or hardcore enough for some, and to them I apologize. Our group just has a different definition of fun. In the meantime, the next episode will be released about a week from now, and if you enjoyed it, then please drop me a line on Twitter or something to let me know. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to Four Trees, our Warrior Cats community podcast. I've been your host, Spencer Grant. Four Trees is recorded live in front of a studio audience at Druids Hollow Studios here in Bristol. Our theme was composed by Spencer Grant and arranged by Jerry Mousman. Be sure to listen right up until the end for the extended version. Our 3D assets were designed by Spencer Diablo Grant, and our 2D assets were designed by Lily Tran at Cardinal Mask. Our editor is Spencer Pagliacci Grant. Post sound is by Alex Turner. The Warrior Cat series is written by Aaron Hunter and distributed by HarperCollins. Please support the official release. Special thanks for these episodes goes out to the players Noah, Otto, Alex, and John. Thank you guys so much. You can find us at the web at spencergrant.co.uk/fourtrees or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find our YouTube uploads with auto-generated subtitles and audio visualizations at youtube.com/spencergrant. Again, I've been Spencer, and you have been beautiful. Bye!